92.7. Children as young as 11 are calling South Africa's only suicide hotline looking for help and advice. This month, we are looking at mental health in our country and, most importantly, where people can get help. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
Post-COVID, we've seen a significant increase in mental health problems, but children and adolescents more so than any other group.
Dr. Alicia Porter is a child psychiatrist who sits on the board of the SA Society of Psychiatrists. She says we're now starting to see the damage the pandemic had on children and young adults.
Because what we need to consider is that for that group, it was a disruption in development.
SADAG's Cassie Chambers says of the almost 3,000 phone calls coming into their call centre every day, some are from children.
We have, of all ages, races, genders, people reaching out to us as young as, you know, 11, 12, saying, I'm feeling really sad all the time, and I don't know why, and it doesn't want to go away. Or I want to go to sleep and never wake up.
SADAG's Roshni Parbusita says many boys and girls are reaching out, asking for help on how best to deal with bullies.
A lot of kids are being bullied, and for different reasons. So there's bullying on social media, there's bullying for the way that they look. I think the most important thing there to remember is that as much as we want to look after the child that's being bullied and how much they need the help, we also have to remember that the child that's doing the bullying also needs some sort of help.
And they're looking for ways to connect with their parents.
Family issues. I don't know how to speak to my mom. I don't know how to speak to dad. This is what I am feeling. So I understand that I have an issue, but they don't know that depression is a real issue. They don't know that depression is a real illness. How do I make them understand?
Roshni points out we need to really listen to the things our children are saying.
Are they saying things that maybe worrisome, things like, oh gosh, I wish I wasn't around, or life would be so much better off without me? We look at it and we say, oh, this one, he's going through puberty, he's looking for attention. It's not an attention-seeking behavior. Our kids are saying that for a reason.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.